You may have seen some of this year's 26 doors scattered around Reno, displayed in galleries, restaurants, even City Hall. Their designs run the gamut. Some are tagged with spray paint, others embellished with stained glass or tile. Despite their aesthetic differences, the doors all touch on themes related to addiction, recovery, and hope. Coming up in September, they'll go up for auction at the Nevada Museum of Art to raise money for local prevention efforts. Stacy Mathewson founded the project last year and joins me in the studio, along with her volunteer coordinator, Julia Pichetti. Stacy and Julia, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Stacy, along with being an art exhibit, Doors to Recovery is a nonprofit with some ambitious plans for addressing addiction in our region. What projects are in the pipeline right now?
So the auction for the doors last year, during that particular event, we made a commitment to Reno to provide some sort of return to work development center. We also committed to working with the court system in specialty courts for youth 18 to 25. And then from there, we also have committed to developing rehabs because there is such a limited availability of inpatient rehabs in the town of Reno.
How dire is that situation?
It's extremely dire. There's only about 2 to 3 facilities, and they're very limited as to the population that they serve. So we're looking at opening up more like inpatient, outpatient, sober living rehabs.
And tell me more about the work development center you mentioned. What's the need for that in Reno?
When a person is in recovery, one of the struggles that they have is integrating back into society. So by providing a tool for them where they can go and learn a skill, put on their resume that they actually have a job that they've worked and a skill that they have, and help them develop that resume and teach them how to integrate themselves back into society, that is giving them an opportunity of a lifetime to learn how to be independent and survive on their own.
I read a statistic recently that more people in our country are dying from drug overdoses than from car crashes, which is pretty remarkable.
It's escalated significantly since the year 2000. The prescription pill epidemic, the fact that OxyContin, which is an opioid, which is like heroin, has really snuck up and taken hostage our youth and adults. They don't realize how dangerous that this medication is. It's just so out of control.
Along with raising awareness and money, you're also sparking a community dialogue about addiction with this project. Which is why I want to bring one of your newest staff members, Julia Pichetti, into the conversation. Julia, what led you to Doors to Recovery?
How I got connected with Doors to Recovery is I lost my daughter to an overdose a little over 4 months ago. And I had actually seen Doors to Recovery on Facebook, and I just thought it was so beautiful. So with that, I had met with Stacy. We just had a lot in common because we have both lost our children. And she hired me as the volunteer coordinator. And when I talk about this, what Doors to Recovery is doing, I could be anywhere in the grocery store. And when you open that dialogue, people are really starting to talk about what's going on in their lives personally, their brothers, their daughters, their sons, their cousins, their husbands, their wives. Addiction is a serious problem. And for some reason, when you just mentioned Doors to Recovery and what we are doing in this community, it opens up a safe dialogue. It just feels safe.
How important is it to have that safe dialogue? I'm assuming that at times families can feel very isolated.
I actually did feel very isolated as a parent. And again, I think that that's what Doors to Recovery is trying to do, is pull all the resources that we have here in Northern Nevada together. So we are all a team. So everyone knows what everyone is doing and what they have to offer, because we have a lot of different programs. But when a parent faces this, they don't know who to call. It's very confusing, and it needs to be streamlined. So when a parent picks up the phone and they call an agency, no matter which agency it is in this town, that agency is educated about all the other agencies. And I think that that's what Doors to Recovery is doing. We're just bringing it all in together.
What do you wish that people understood about addiction? I think it's really easy to kind of point fingers or to say, that would never be my kid. What do you wish people understood?
I wish people would understand that addiction is a disease. It's not a moral issue. You know, I know plenty of people whose children come from an amazing family. I mean, they could have five children and you have one that has an addiction problem. And it can start out so young. And I just think that if people would look at it, you know, with more of a heart and love, because it is an actual disease, it's not, you know, oh, look at her, she's a drug addict, or look at him, you know, he messed up again. It's hard and it's difficult. And, you know, it's really important to put the right tools in place. And even if you have the right tools in place, and even if you have a loving and safe environment, it is a disease. And sometimes that disease wins.
Julia Pichetti and Stacey Mathewson are with Doors to Recovery. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Bliss.